the core of our society.
Both of us being children of teachers certainly speaks to the way in which we view the world.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I hope you enjoy the last few seconds of this song. And have a lovely morning.
My name is Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And today we have a good hour of ambient music with pop textures, and pop music with ambient textures is how I'm going to be referring to it. We're starting today with Below Altitude by Ymer, I believe a Belgian-based ambient artist. And I can't remember if the record... Yeah, this is from the record that they released last year called Fog. They have one other album called Sea Salt, which is also quite good. And yeah, I'll be continuing my adventures in trying to mix the audio and have it at the correct volume on this new board. So bear with me. Keep your volume control close, because I'm still figuring it out in here, as I've mentioned many weeks in a row now. Yeah, anyways, after this, I have a song that I have played before on my radio show, but I just feel like it fit this set far too well to be left behind. And that'll start in about a minute, and that'll be NUMTE by Lauren Duffus. Yeah, we're going to have all kinds of fun sounds today to match the whiteout blizzard that we're have been living through for the last couple days. Once more, this song is called Below Altitude by Ymer from the record Fog. There will be a little more from that album coming up. And following that, we have Need You More Than Everything, NUMTE by Lauren Duffus. Enjoy, and keep it locked for the next hour. I will be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Correct. Okay. Hopefully I'm not talking too loud on the mic. But we're going to talk about all of these beautiful songs that we've been listening to. But before we get into that, there does come a time in every great radio show where I got to read a PSA. And usually I do it a little later in the show. Not really it's not that much of a concerted thing. It just always seems to happen that way. But needless to say, this one's about space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. That's a message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Cool. Yeah, now that that's out of the way, I can put the binder over there and we can talk about the music we've been listening to. I haven't spoken since the beginning of the show, during which we were playing Below Altitude by Emer and anticipating NUMTE by Lauren Duffus. After that, we had Kathy Lee by Jesse Lanza, Nobody Speaks by Emer, once again from that record Fog, and Stranger by YL Hui. Right now, we have Freon by Kana Haraway playing. Anyways, yeah, just to go down the line, Kathy Lee by Jesse Lanza is one of my favorite songs, one of the best songs ever, I think. It's just a beautiful, perfect little distillation of like everything that makes Jesse Lanza's music amazing, all into one little beautiful bite-size song. Such just a perfect pop song to me. And then after that, again, I really like that Emer record Fog. It's quite good. Kind of snuck up on me at the end of last year as a contender for one of the better records of last year. And then yeah, we had Stranger by YL Hui, probably the most like the least electronic song that we played today. I don't know, I really like that YL Hui album, which is not titled, it's called Untitled, and that song Stranger is a cover of the Lovejoys song, a classic like lovers rock steady hit by Lovejoys, who released music on Wacky's Records, among other things, I guess. But I played that song, the original, on my radio show a couple weeks ago. I don't know. You guys know I love dub, love reggae. Can't get enough of it. I think what YL Hui does with it is a really unique take on so-called ambient dub, which is a catch-all term that I think encompasses a lot of what we've been playing today, including probably some might call this song Freon by Kana Haraway from the record Spatial Fix, which also came out last year. I think that would be under the ambient dub umbrella, but you know, I'm never really sure. That's why I just say ambient or pop. I don't know. Needless to say, yeah, this is a pretty long song. I'm going to talk for just a little longer, introduce the next song that we'll play a little while after, which is going to be MK Ultra by Laurel Halo. I don't know. I don't know how to introduce it because it's just one of those songs. Laurel Halo is a GOAT, one of the greatest artists out there right now and in the last decade. Her album Quarantine came out in 2012, which is mind-blowing because it sounds like it came straight out of the future. And it's really just, you can't mess with it. And MKUltra is among the best songs on it, I would say. Regardless, yeah, Quarantine by Laurel Halo is one of my favorite albums ever, and MKUltra is one of my favorite songs off of it. All that to say, it's really awesome, and you better enjoy it. Anyways, we're nearing the halfway mark of the show, which doesn't really signify anything except that I only got like 30-ish minutes left, so keep it locked for that long, and I'll keep holding up my end of the deal by playing these tunes. Anyways, again, this is a Freon by Kanna Haraway. After this, we have MKUltra by Laurel Halo, and after that, you're just going to have to wait. All right, I'm going to talk for a minute because the song I'm playing has a long intro. That last tune was Strange Emotion by Jesse Lanza, once again from the same record as the previous Jesse Lanza song I played, titled Pull My Hair Back, 2013 debut on Hyperdub Records, with whom she still releases her new music. That's just a classic album to me as well. Pull My Hair Back is just totally and absolutely, like, it's just like one of those albums where I, like, It perfectly fulfills something that I want that no other music does, I find. And again, before that, we had MKUltra by Laurel Halo off the record Quarantine, released a year earlier on the same record label, Hyperdub, basically one of the best labels of all time. And that's kind of the same description as what I said about Put My Hair Back. It's just like music of the likes that I can't find anywhere else, but I really, really want. And now I have another absolutely incredible song from an incredible artist and an incredible album in the same vein. This is Cherry Coffee by Kalayla, the final track from her 2013 record, Cut For Me. Ambient music with vocals, alternative R&B was just in a really good place, I guess, in 2012, 2013. I don't know what to say. I was like 8 years old then. And then, yeah, we'll get to our final two tracks after this one. We're playing some long songs today, you know? Anyways, once more, this is Cherry Coffee by Kalayla from the incredible mixtape Cut For Me, released on Fade to Mind Records. Unlike any other. And after that, we'll have a couple more songs for you, and I'll be back on the mic to make my closing remarks before you know it.
Trust me, I feel better.
talk about some music, and then I'm going to make my closing remarks for the day in the next 3 minutes, because I am about to begin my final song of my radio show today. That last song was Devotion by CS and Cream. Before that, once more, we had Cherry Coffee by Kalayla. In not too long, my final song, which is Paula by Pole from their first record titled Aptly One, will be beginning. And yeah, I played Devotion by CS and Cream, this song that's currently concluding, I feel like a number of times on my radio show in the last year, but that's because last semester those first two CS and Cream EPs had my listening rotation in a stranglehold. And just listening to it now, it made me kind of feel like I used to listen to a lot of Andy Stott, maybe around like freshman, sophomore year, another great electronic artist. The early CS and Cream EPs scratch kind of a similar itch, but they're a little more leveled up to me. They're a little more mature, which I do enjoy as someone who is a little obsessed with being mature. Just kidding. Where am I? Anyways, yeah, it's been a really fun set today. I've really enjoyed it. I hope you guys have as well. Yeah, it's yet another Wednesday. Yet another 11 to 12 slot, and I am here once more, as I will continue to be for the next little while at least. But yeah, it's stay warm out there. Super snowy, stay dry, super wet. Yeah, I don't know what to say. I just gotta stall for a minute so I can do my sign off, because that's how the timeline works. Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad I got to play some of my favorite songs today. The Laurel Halo and Jesse Lanza tunes are among my favorites of all time, and from some of my favorite albums ever. You really just can't go wrong there. But yeah, I guess I'll just, yeah, I haven't been watching basketball also, so if you've been wondering why I haven't been talking about basketball on the air lately, I'll tell you why. I have two reasons. One, I'm writing a thesis. Two, the Orlando Magic are mired in mediocrity, and it's not fun to watch them play. But I've been watching a bit of college basketball. Shout out to my girlfriend, Allie. Anyways, yeah, I guess I can wrap things up now and let you guys listen to this last song, which once again is Paula by Pole. My name is Jack, and I would like to thank you for listening to my radio show. If you're listening right now, I hope you have an amazing day. And if you're not listening, I also hope you have an amazing day. This has been yet another installment of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review every Wednesday from 11 to 12. Yeah, again, my name's Jack. Happy to have you. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Keep it locked and keep it moving. And have an amazing day. Once again, stay warm, stay dry, and stay cool.